change your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Early voting is underway in Georgia with some changes for election workers. Jonathan O'Brien has more from Atlanta.
Cobb County poll managers are now equipped with panic buttons. Elections Director Tate Fall says poll workers expressed concerns about their safety.
We can't control the public. We can't control what their feelings are and if they're upset, but we can control what is inside the polling place and tools that are in place to help law enforcement respond quickly.
The county has also put deputies at every early voting location, and they've hired a security guard for the elections office. The security upgrades have cost the county more than $141,000. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Donald Trump will be campaigning in the state later today. Here's Nicole Killian.
The former president will be here in Georgia, where he will participate in another town hall focused on women and women's issues with an all-female audience, and then he will also headline a rally here in Cobb County.
Earlier in Chicago, Trump declined to say whether he'd spoken with Russia's president since leaving office.
If I'm friendly with people, if I have a relationship with people, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, in terms of a country. He's got 2,000 nuclear weapons, and so do we.
Kamala Harris is in Detroit today. Nydia Cavazos reports.
Harris, sitting down with Fox News, plays into the strategy that she can court other types of voters. We knew that this is all part of Harris's campaign's efforts to make inroads with group of voters who may be conservative or Republican, but are not necessarily Trump supporters. And they're also calling out Trump for the fact that he pulled out from the 60 Minutes interview and just this morning from another mainstream interview.
The Pentagon says it's looking to see concrete measures from Israel to address humanitarian concerns in Gaza. At the State Department, spokesman Matthew Miller.
It's possible to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. We know it can be done. We know that the various logistical and bureaucratic obstacles can be surmounted. And so it is incumbent upon the government of Israel to surmount those challenges.
Panda lovers are rejoicing. They're back at the National Zoo, as correspondent Allison Keyes reports.
It's possible to get humanitarian.
And we don't have that sound. We'll get to it later. A mixed bag of earnings reports today. Many of the big companies showing lower earnings, and stocks have been off all day long. The Dow Jones Industrials currently down 269 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off by 196, and the S&P 500 is lower as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two men have been arrested for their alleged involvement in a July 5th shooting in Mount Pleasant. Three people were injured in that shooting. Deshaun Williams faces multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury, while Perrion Townsend's charges include possession of a firearm by a felon. A freeze warning takes effect overnight and runs through the morning. Temperatures are expected to drop to as low as 28 degrees. With the warning, there's a risk of damage to crops, sensitive plants, and unprotected outdoor plumbing. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held Friday at Memorial Hall. A 31-year-old served as a captain in the Raymond Fire and Rescue Department for 14 years and had recently joined the Racine Fire Department. A fund has been set up to support Bayer's unborn child. Racine County saw a 3% increase in September home sales. Kenosha County saw a 12% drop. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors warns of long-term danger if new housing construction doesn't increase. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's sunny this afternoon and breezy. Winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This keeps our highs near 50. And as a high pressure moves in tonight, skies clear, winds calm, temperatures crash cold. Flirting with the freezing mark, a freeze warning goes into effect overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Beach Boys and California Girls. When you hear songs like that, when you hear songs from the Beach Boys, one thing you're definitely not thinking about is Christmas. But coming up, we're going to learn all about the All I Want for Christmas Is You challenge. And would you take part? We'll talk about it coming up. First, it's CCR and Looking Out My Back Door on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door open. Singing. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. And you know what we're going to start hearing on the radio pretty soon?
You know, Christmas music is the first thing on my top of my head.
Yeah,
right now.
And specifically which song?
Mariah Carey.
Wow, you got it right on the head.
Ding, ding, ding.
There's a new... Wait a minute. Hang on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. That's so realistic.
So there's a new game going out, and I don't know. I kind of want to try it. It's called the All I Want for Christmas Is You Challenge. And the idea is you and all your friends put in money into a pool, and whoever can go the longest without hearing the song... wins. Now, you have to trust your buddies that they'll fess
be
up.
Honest.
Yeah, I heard the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of based on a Super Bowl challenge that people have done in the past where you try to go the longest without hearing the score of the Super Bowl or who won.
No, I haven't heard of that one. Well, you know we're going to hear that song at least thousands of times.
Right.
And a rule in my family is, and they know it very well, we do not listen to any Christmas channels on the radio until Thanksgiving on the way home from my brother's.
Okay.
So then the official Christmas season has begun. But so I wouldn't play that game before Christmas, but knowing many times that song is played, could be a big moneymaker.
You could start playing it now and just try not to hear it before then. All right, we're going to get...
I'm not a huge... I was going to call her Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. That's
Mariah Carey.
That's about the only song I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I think it's mostly because if you look at the album cover and she's wearing that little Santa suit, I think it has something to do with that.
Oh, you're one of those.
I am,
Kurt.
Of course I am. All right, that's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company. Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Presley and Good Luck Charm on WRJN. Let's go back to 1973 on this date. Elvis Presley was experiencing some respiratory problems, so he admitted himself into the Memphis Baptist Memorial Hospital with what he thought was pneumonia. Turns out, his physician discovered he had an addiction to Demerol.
Sugar.
Kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held Friday at Memorial Hall. The 31-year-old served as a captain in the Raymond Fire and Rescue Department for 14 years and had recently joined the Racine Fire Department. A fund has been set up to support Bayer's unborn child. It's a cold snap, but it won't be for long. A freeze warning takes effect overnight and runs through the morning. Temperatures are expected to drop to as low as 28 degrees. With the warning, there's a risk of damage to crops, sensitive plants, and unprotected outdoor plumbing. In an effort to provide fun for kids in their care, Racine's Halo Shelter is asking for help. They're asking for community donations of pumpkins and painting supplies. The organization aims to organize a jack-o'-lantern painting project, but is lacking the resources to buy the necessary items. Community members are encouraged to contribute pumpkins, paints, brushes, candy, and treat bags. If you can help, drop them off by Friday at the Racine Halo location. Racine and Kenosha counties were on the opposite ends when it comes to September home sales in the region. The entire seven-county area saw an almost 4% decline in year-to-year sales. However, Racine went against that trend. Home sales there went up in that time period 3%. Kenosha County saw the biggest decline in the region. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors say there was a 12% drop in Kenosha County home sales. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's sunny this afternoon and breezy. Winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This keeps our highs near 50. And as a high pressure moves in tonight, skies clear, winds calm, temperatures crash cold. Flirting with the freezing mark, a freeze warning goes into effect overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
the Rolling Stones and Jumping Jack Flash on WRJN. It was on this date in 1973 that Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones was banned from entering France for 2 years. Why? He was found guilty of trafficking cannabis by a court in Nice, France. In addition, he was given a 1-year suspended sentence and a 5,000 franc fine.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office for us. Brett?
Well, at number five was the Focus Features newcomer Piece by Piece, the story of Pharrell Williams told in Lego form. It brought in $3.8 million. At number four and still going strong in its sixth week of release was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, bringing in $7 million. And at number three, falling from number one, was Joker, Folie à Deux. It narrowly beat out Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice with $7 million. At number two was The Wild Robot. Family audiences are loving this picture from Universal. It brought in $13.5 million and has made over $83 million so far at the domestic box office. And at number one was a surprise at the box office this past weekend. Horror fans turned out for Terrifier 3, opting for another scare from Art the Clown in this third installment, this time taking place on Christmas Eve. Everything is up in the air this upcoming weekend, but look for Smile 2 to be number one at the box office. There is something for everyone. Go out and check out a movie today.
All right, Brent. That's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
We'll be right back.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Sports with Mike Clemens and the forecast all on the way. Keep it here on WRJN.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.